Well, hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you here tonight to our event to launch the Council of Canadians GE Free Canada campaign and to celebrate the future of food and farming in Canada. Can everyone hear me okay? How about like this? Is that better? Great. I am going to be your timekeeper and MC tonight. My name is Tara Skurr, and I'm the BC Yukon organizer for the Council of Canadians. Very excited about today's campaign launch and about the dynamic and knowledgeable speakers we have on our panel, and also anticipating some of the fantastic questions that are going to come from the audience at the question-answer portion of the evening. Before we begin, just a couple of housekeeping details. You'll notice on your seat two pieces of paper. The blue one is a sign-up sheet. If you are interested in getting more information about the campaign and possibly having folks come out to your community to do a workshop or to work with you to put one on, please fill this out. And there's a box at the back, Ava's waving it around right now, where we'd like to collect the forms so we can contact you next week and get the ball rolling. The other thing on your chair is an urgent action about the situation in Prince Edward Island. Many of you will know that PEI is in the midst of legislative hearings to determine whether or not they're going to go GE free. So we're encouraging people to write letters to Premier Binns saying that they support the initiative. So the contact information's on that paper. There's also an information table at the back, so if you want more information about the campaign or about the issues, please feel free to pick some up on your way out. I'd like to thank all of the food activists and farmers and chapter members and volunteers and ethical businesses that have gotten involved in this campaign and have so enthusiastically supported it. I got an email this morning from a colleague at Consumers International in the UK, and he read the press release that we sent out, and he was so excited by the campaign and by what's happening here in BC that he told me that he'd informed his GMO or GE campaign teams in India, Thailand, Brazil, the UK, the US, Kenya, and Zimbabwe to tell them about what's happening here in BC. So that was very exciting. So the Council of Canadians has been thinking long and hard about food security in Canada and around the world, especially now that we're facing a renewed threat of continental integration with the United States, which is another euphemism like the harmonization, which is another word that's used. So from the beginning, we felt very much that this campaign is a campaign about the rights of farmers to farm all around the world and to not lose their livelihoods to agribusiness or to biotech companies. We also feel that it's about preserving our genetic biodiversity for future generations. It's about keeping the culture in agriculture through seed saving and other traditional practices. It's about communities and nations having a sovereign and a safe food supply. And finally, it's about having the right to know what is being grown, what's being harvested, what's being planted, what you're eating, and having the right to reject that food or those crops if we don't feel that they're safer for the public good. Communities such as Pearl River and Salt Spring Island have stood up and they've said no to biotech companies and to genetically engineered crops, and it's something that we really applaud and through our campaign hope to emulate in at least 50 communities across Canada by December 2006, so the clock is ticking. We do have municipal elections here in November, so there's a lot of work to be done, but we think it can be done. Our ultimate goal through this campaign is to have a federal moratorium on the planting and harvesting of GE crops, plants, trees, and I'm not kidding about the trees, fish and animals. We want a moratorium in Canada until the public is satisfied that these genetically engineered products do not harm human health, the environment, or put Canada's genetic biodiversity at risk for the sake of profit. For the last year, food activists from around BC have been meeting on a regular basis to talk about what a GE-free Canada would look like. So how would a GE-free zone look in the prairies or in Toronto or in Iqaluit? And we're looking also at what other communities around the world have done. 3,400 communities or local authorities in Europe have passed GE free zone legislation. And other countries have moratoria on genetically engineered crops and products. So, you know, we're looking at what that looks like. We're also looking at how biotech companies are fighting the public on this. We know that right now, and I believe Percy will talk about this a little bit more, but at least 9 states in the U.S. have preemptive legislation trying to get bans on GE-free zone resolutions. And it's something we need to think about here in Canada as well. And so this is a fight about the rights of corporations and the rights of citizens. It's a very old story with a kind of insane technological twist to it. So tonight we have five wonderful speakers to talk about these issues, both in Canada and around the world. And we'll also have some music by BC singer Phil Vernon. And as I mentioned, that'll be followed by a question and answer period. So right now, I'm going to turn the mic over to another wonderful speaker. He's a food activist. His name is Aaron Stevens. He's the founder and president of Nature's Path Foods, which itself is a trailblazing, socially responsible business that was founded in 1985. Aaron's also a vocal supporter of the fight to have mandatory labeling of GE foods. He's an internationally published author, and he's also sits on the Vancouver Food Policy Council. So Aaron's going to talk further about the excitement and the hope and the breadth of this campaign. So I'll pass it over to Aaron. Thanks.